Razor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Forsyth High School. And the starters are being introduced right now for the West Plains Zizzers. And already, Coach Mason Miller has made a change. I kind of thought he might. I wasn't sure. Ethan Tuma, Jared Kraft, Jacob Moore, Clayton Robbins, and Landon Montgomery will be your five starters for the West Plains Zizzers. Josiah Long, who is usually a starter, picked up the technical foul last Tuesday night. So he will sit. He won't get to start for the game tonight, but he will play tonight. So that's the Zizzers, 1-4 on the season, coached by Coach Mason Miller, assisted by Don Long. By the way, the JV contest, Forsyth just barely beat the West Plains Zizzers 53-50. It was a one-point game until about 6 seconds to go. Forsyth missed two free throws, but got the rebound and put it back up and in. Zizzers had a shot at it for three, and it fell off the mark. So now, Forsyth is 3-1, coached by Coach Kevin Smith, DeMarcus Holmes, Tanner Baird, Tyler Strahan, Griff Cohen, Chris Holbrook. Those are your five starters for the Forsyth Panthers. Hope you enjoyed the Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic pregame show. And it's time to get this thing underway, boys and girls. Clayton Robbins, 6'5", Tanner Baird, 7 foot. They're going to jump center. And Clayton Robbins And they're going to give it to Forsyth because they said Clayton Robin jumped too soon because he won that tip big time. But all right, Jacob Moore is going to get the job of guarding the big center Baird for Forsyth, and Jacob Moore is about 6'2". Hopkins down the lane missed the shot. And Robbins with the rebound. Here comes Tuma. Gives it to Kraft. Kraft down the right corner of Montgomery. Back on the right wing. That's Kraft. He'll take it up top. Jared Kraft going to the left side. Gives it up to Robbins on the left wing. Tuma has it now. Cross court to Montgomery. Up top to Kraft. Tuma with it again. Moore up top. Kraft with the basketball. And Forsyth is sitting there in a 1-3-1 zone. And the Zizzers haven't even attempted a shot yet. Moore with the basketball. Robbins turn around over the big guy, and it's no good. Rebound comes down to Cohen, and here comes Forsyth the other way. Cohen gets headed off Baird on the inside. He's going to get fouled. So it'll be a Forsyth basketball on the baseline. And Jacob Moore picks up the foul, his first team foul here for the ball game. And Hopkins will throw it in on the baseline. Right up top to the big guy, Baird, down on the block. He'll turn, gives it up, and shot no good that time by Cohen. This is with the rebound. Kraft will bring it up. No score, 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. Kraft on the right side, pulls up for the jumper, in and out, no good. And Baird, and Jared Kraft knocks it out of his hand. And Baird gets a piece of Kraft's shot there. And so now, Zizzers will get the basketball on the baseline. Moore with it, he'll put it up, and it's no good. And the rebound comes down to Holbrook. He'll take it to the hole. And we've got an offensive foul on Holbrook as Clayton Robbins drew the charge. And that's the first team foul on Forsyth. So full court pressure, man-to-man by the Panthers. Tuma will bring it across the timeline, kicks it out to Kraft. Kraft now at the free throw line, kicks it back up top to Moore. Ball is off somebody's foot, couldn't see whose, but the shot is up, no good, and the Zizzers are not hitting the board. Holbrook missed it right under the basket, and Moore with the rebound. He'll get it out to Kraft. Kraft will bring it across the timeline. Jared Kraft down the lane, and he scores. And it is 2-0. West Plains with the lead, 5.5 to go first quarter. Holbrook coming down, and it's going to be stolen by Kraft. Here comes Kraft the other way. He'll spin in the lane, miss the shot. Rebound comes down to the Panthers, and they're off and running with Holbrook leading the charge right down the lane, and he scores. And just like that, we're tied up 2-2 with 5:13 to go here in the first quarter. Kraft with the basketball. Kraft across the timeline. He's going to get a screen by Moore. They'll give it to Moore. Kicks it out. Montgomery will fire a three. It's in and out. No good. And it's Holbrook once again taking the ball up the floor. Zizzer's going to have to stop the ball. Holbrook puts it up. No good. And a two-handed jam by Baird. Of course, you know, when you're 7 foot tall, you expect them to do the two-handed jam on the rebound. 4-2, Panthers with the lead, and Robbins misses the three-pointer. Baird with the rebound, and it's Holmes bringing it up the floor. In the corner is Holbrook, missed the shot. Tuma with it, and he'll get it out ahead to Jared Kraft. Kraft on the layup, it's good. And we are tied up 4-4 with 4:20 to go first quarter. Strahan with the basketball up top. He'll go right side on the wing. Gives it up. Well, now he goes to Baird on the post on the left side. Baird will spin, puts it off the glass. No good. Tuma with the rebound. Tuma up ahead to Kraft. Kraft will go alley-ooping to Clayton Robbins, who lays it off the backboard and in. Zizzers lead it 6-4 with 3:50 to go first quarter. And it'll be Holmes to bring it up the floor. Holmes gives it up to Holbrook on the left wing. Holbrook going into Baird on the block. Baird, he's going to turn, puts the shot up, no good. Robbins with the rebound. And Montgomery up ahead, Tuma. Tuma will lay it off the glass, no good. And it rebounded down with the Panthers. They'll bring it up the floor. It'll be Strahan with it, and he's going to lose it out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. And just like that, Coach Smith is going to substitute, and the big guy, Baird, comes out. Also coming out is Cohen and Strahan. So now, Forsyth goes small. Kraft basketball. The Zizzers lead at 6-4 with 3:15 to go first quarter. Kraft almost had it stolen. Now he gets it across the timeline, gives it to Montgomery. Montgomery to Moore. Up top, that's Robbins. Robbins spins. Now he's going to put it back up top to Kraft. Kraft to Moore down the lane. Montgomery from the wing. It's no good. Rebound, Robbins. And we've got a foul on Forsyth. So let's see who this foul is going to be called on. It's going to be on Holmes. That will be Holmes' first, and that's the second team foul on the Panthers. The Zizzers will inbound on the baseline. Robbins up top will fire the three. It's good. Clayton Robbins with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. The Zizzers lead it 9-4, and we've got a jump ball as into the ball game is Caleb Cobb for the Zizzers, and he tied up the Panther player. Tuma's going to come in, and Montgomery will come out, get a breather. And now back in is Strahan, and Holmes is going to sit down. And back in is Cohen, and sitting down will be Holbrook for the Panthers. So now full court pressure, man-to-man by the Panthers, and Tuma with the basketball. He'll bring it up. 2.5 to go first quarter. Zizzers up by 5. Kraft on the left wing. Kraft trying to get inside. Jumper is no good. Tuma had the ball knocked out of his hands on the rebound, and it'll be Cohen bringing the ball up for for the Panthers. Going gives it up to Boyer. Boyer now gives it up to Jenkins. Now they go back up top to Strahan. Zizzer's in a man-to-man defense. And trying to get down the lane. Cut off that time. That is Cohen. He'll turn around, put the shot up, no good. And Clayton Robbins, and he's going to be fouled on the rebound. And I believe that foul is going to go against Walls. And that is his first, third team foul on the Panthers. Zizzers will inbound the basketball. Kraft with it. Gives it to Tuma. And the Zizzers will clear out and let Ethan Tuma bring it up the floor across the timeline. He does. Now they'll set the offense. Kraft on the left wing. Kraft will go up top now. He'll pull up for the jumper, top of the key, no good. And the rebound comes down, and Clayton Robbins is going to get called for the foul. And Clayton Robbins, that's his first foul, second team foul on the Zizzers. And now the big guy, Baird, comes back in for the Panthers. Also, Holbrook comes in. Holmes is in for the Panthers. So Panthers with the basketball, and Holmes will bring it up the floor. Zizzers trying to trap the basketball now. They'll go down on the block underneath. Shot up and good that time by Cohen. And the Zizzer lead is 3 with a minute 20 to go here in the first quarter. And Moore with the basketball. Moore at the free throw line gives it up to Cobb. And we've got a foul on the Panthers. And that one, that's going to go against Cohen. That's his first. That's the fourth team foul on the Panthers. Zizzers with the basketball. A minute 8 to go, first quarter. Kraft with it. Goes to the left wing. He'll put the shot up over the big guy and scores. Jared Kraft now with 6 points in the ball game, and the Zizzers lead it by 5, 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Holmes with the basketball up top. He'll go left side, gives it up. Now they go up top, and a long three is going to be good by Cohen. Cohen hits the three. It's a 2-point Zizzer lead with 38 seconds to go first quarter. Tuma on the layup. Right down the lane and gets by the big guy and scores the layup. The Zizzers up by 4. Holmes with the basketball on the left side. And now gives it up. And it's going to be Holbrook with the shot up, and it's good. Holbrook with 4 in the ball game. The Zizzer lead is 2 with 14 seconds to go in the first quarter. Tuma with the basketball. The Zizzers setting it up. 8 seconds. Tuma kicks it back to Moore. Now Clayton Robbins. Robbins looking to put up the three-pointer. It's no good. And at the end of one, Zizzer's lead is 13-11. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 1.9 The Train.
Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram is a proud supporter of high school sports. And they also take pride in treating you like a VIP when shopping for a new vehicle. When you want to score a great deal on a new car, truck, van, or SUV and get paid top dollar for your trade, visit a Baird location near you or see their huge inventory at buyatbaird.com.
Don't get a bad deal. Get a pair of keys. Because why pay more? See you for details.
Saving service, great selection to you.
Dr. McConnell, you love working with young athletes and getting them on their road to recovery.
Yeah, there's a lot of injuries that occur, a lot of injuries that don't need surgery. Just setting expectations and trying to get people back and playing through injuries or getting them better from injuries, I think that's very satisfying. Quality care in an expedient fashion, we're trying very hard to be that.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Don Franklin at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth High Schools. We start the second quarter of play. The Zizzers lead it 13-11. And Forsyth will get the basketball, start the second quarter. Zizzers will go with the same five that they started the ball game with here in the second quarter. Holmes with the basketball up top. Gives it up. Now they go back door. Easy basket that time by Boyer. Zizzer defense fell asleep and let Boyer get behind them. Big fella is on the bench right now. Tuma kicks it out. Montgomery fires the baseline shot, and it's good for three. And that is Landon Montgomery with the Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mount Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzer's up by three. Long three is no good, but the rebound. And Holmes underneath. We got a jump ball, and it'll go to the Zizzers. Holmes just took his left arm and tossed Ethan Tuma to the side, and they didn't call it. But the Zizzers tied up Holmes. He didn't like that. And so it'll be Zizzer ball on the change of possession. Tuma kicks it out, gives it to Moore. Now Montgomery. He'll kick it out to Moore, up top to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Tuma from the wing. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Holbrook. He'll bring it up the floor, and he's going straight to the hole. Going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball as it goes off of Walls out of bounds. Tuma with the basketball. Zizzer's up by three. 7:10 to go in the first half. Kraft with the basketball now on the right side. Gives it to Montgomery. Montgomery will go up top at the free throw line. Gives it over to Tuma. He'll drive the baseline. Back to Montgomery. Now Moore with it. Clayton Robbins on the inside. And Robbins will put the shot up. It's good. Clayton Robbins now with seven in the ball game. And the Zizzers are up by five once again. Holmes with the basketball for the Panthers. And he'll give it up to Boyer on the right wing. Boyer up top. Gives it to Holbrook. Holmes down the left corner. On the left wing. Holmes bringing it back up top. Now he gives it to Boyer. And Ethan Tuma steals the basketball. Montgomery will bring it up the floor. Gives it to Tuma. They'll set the offense. Kraft on the right wing. Kraft trying to get down the lane with the floater. It's good. Jared Kraft with 8 points in the ball game. The Zizzers are up by seven with 6 minutes to go first half. Holbrook in the right corner for three. No good. It's going to go out of bounds, and this time they're going to give it to the Panthers. Going to say it was off of Moore. And here comes the big fella back in the ball game. So Strahan will throw it out on the baseline. And the seven-footer Baird is down the low block. He'll come up and screen. He'll give it to Holbrook. Now Holbrook will get it inside to Baird. Baird being guarded by Moore. And now we got a blocking foul on Moore. That'll be his second. That's the first foul, team foul, of the quarter. And they give Baird the basket. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot one. And it's good. So Baird now has 5 points in the ball game. And it's a 4-point Zizzer lead. Kraft gives it back to Moore. Now it's Robbins up top. No good. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be Zizzer basketball. On the side. Montgomery will throw it in. 5:40 to go here in the first half. Zizzers with a 4-point lead. Kraft up top. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's good. Jared Kraft, he's got 10 points in the ball game. Zizzers up by six. And right away they go quickly down to the other end. Baird down on the low block. Hits double team. Now he's going to reverse it. Missed it. And it's going to be Panther basketball underneath. As soon as Baird touched that ball down there on the block, Zizzers were double-teaming him. And if Baird brings the ball down, Zizzers are trying to tie him up. Throwing it in is going to be Strahan. Gets it underneath Holbrook, and he scores. Holbrook now with 6 points in the ball game. It's a 4-point Zizzer lead. 5 minutes to go first half. Draft across the timeline. Panthers still in that man-to-man. Moore gives it up to Clayton Robbins. Now it's Montgomery for three. It's good. Landon Montgomery with his second Community First Banking Company. West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer three-pointer. Baird on the inside, missed the shot. Montgomery with the rebound. Up ahead to Kraft. Kraft on the right wing. Kraft now going to back it out, get the screen from Moore. Now they feed it to Moore, and he's going to score the layup on the pick and roll. That's Moore's first basket. The Zizzers lead it by nine with 4:20 to go in the first half. Holbrook up top. He's going to fire the three, top of the key. It's good. And it's a 6-point lead for the Zizzers. 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Kraft will bring it across the timeline in the corner. Now they'll go back. Kraft, he'll back it out. Now they'll go over inside to Moore. Now they'll give it to Clayton Robbins down the baseline. Robbins is going to turn and score. Clayton Robbins. He's got nine in the ball game. And up the floor in a hurry, and the three-pointer is no good. And it's Holbrook with the rebound. Coming down the lane is the big guy, and that's an offensive foul on Baird. Clayton Robbins was waiting, and Baird comes right down the lane. That'll be his first team foul on Forsyth here in the second quarter. 3:29 to go in the first half. Zizzers up by eight. Tuma with the basketball. Tuma gives it up to Moore now on the left wing, up top to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Back to Moore in the corner. Tuma, he'll miss the shot. Baird with the rebound. Here comes Holmes up the floor. Holmes at the free throw line. He's going to get. They're going to call a foul. Looked to me like the Zizzers had him tied up, but they called the foul. And Jacob Moore just picked up his third foul in the ball game, and he's going to have a second team foul on the Zizzers. So Montgomery comes back in, also into the ball game, and Sawyer Reed for the Zizzers. Holmes will throw it in on the baseline. Now Robbins is going to have to guard Baird. Baird inside, banging around, missed the easy shot, and Robbins with the rebound, and he's going to get fouled. See who they call it on. That's going to be on Holbrook. That's his second. Second team foul on Forsyth. Zizzers, Montgomery brings it across the timeline, gives it Kraft on the right wing. Kraft now. Kraft. And now they're going to say Kraft stepped on the out-of-bounds line. So it will be Panther basketball. Holmes will bring it up the floor. 2:45 to go in the first half. The Zizzers up by eight. Holmes with the basketball up top. Goes to Baird at the free throw line. They'll kick it back to Holmes. Up top now. Now they go Baird down on the block. And he just reversed it and scored. Baird now with 7 points in the ball game. Tuma gives it to Montgomery. Montgomery will come up top with it now. Zizzers setting up the offense. Baird is banging on Robbins. Kind of surprised that the officials are letting them do that. Kraft inside. Little hook shot is good. Jared Kraft has got 12 in the ball game. Zizzers up by 8 with a minute 55 to go in the first half. Holbrook up top. And he'll kick it out to Holmes. He'll fire a three. That's no good. Montgomery with the rebound for the Zizzers. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline. Kraft to the left side. Tuma on the baseline. Montgomery up top for three. It's good. Landon Montgomery with his third Community First Banking Company. West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. And the Zizzers up by 11. Holmes on the right wing. Up top, long three is no good. Kraft with the rebound for the Zizzers. Minute 15 to go first half. And the Zizzers up by 11. Kraft across the timeline. And down in the corner now is Tuma. Tuma brings it up top. That would be Reed. Reed on the right wing. Kraft down in the baseline. He'll dribble back up top. Gives it to Tuma up top. 52 seconds. Tuma backs it out. Zizzers looking for a good shot here. Reed now. And Baird just took it away from Reed. And here comes Holbrook. Top of the key for three. It's good. Holbrook with another three. That's his second in the ball game. 8-point lead for the Zizzers. And Zizzers with the basketball. 26 seconds to go in the first half. Reed on the right wing. Up top to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Looks like he's wanting a screen from Robbins. Kraft will give it out to Montgomery. Montgomery will go up top. Robbins with it. They'll back it out with 8 seconds. Robbins looking. Puts the shot up and no good. Gets the rebound, puts it back up, no good. At the half, Zizzers lead it 34-26 over the Forsyth Panthers. We'll take a break and we'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show in 2 minutes. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
Hey there, pizza lovers. Craving a feast without breaking the bank? Well, you're in luck. Dive into the Season of Savings event at Pizza Inn with their mouth-watering $9.99 all-day pizza buffet. Unlimited pizza, pasta, salad, dessert, and more. Bring your family, bring your appetite, and savor the savings at Pizza Inn. Hurry, this deal won't last long. Head to Pizza Inn in West Plains, located at 1805 Bruce Smith Parkway, next to Ace Hardware. And hey, Pizza Inn gift cards make great stocking stuffers.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
Is a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth High School. It is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And the West Plains Zizzer boys lead Forsyth 34-26 here at the half. The Zizzers being led by 12 points from Jared Kraft. Clayton Robbins and Landon Montgomery both with 9 points apiece and 2 points for Jacob Moore and 2 points for Ethan Tuma. Jacob Moore has 3 fouls in the ball game. He's the only player in foul trouble for either side. Landon Montgomery hit 3 big 3-pointers there in the second quarter to help out the Zizzers, who outscored the Panthers 21-15 in that second quarter of play. For the Panthers, 12 points for Holbrook. He hit 2 threes in the ball game. 7 points for Baird, the big 7-foot senior. 5 points for Cohen and 2 points for Boyer. It was 13-11. Zizzers led it at the end of one. They lead it 34-26 here at the half. Zizzers need to keep working the ball around, and hopefully for the second half of this ball game, they will continue their hot shooting, especially from the three-point line, as the Zizzers have made four threes here in the first half, and Forsyth has hit three threes in the first half. Zizzers lead it 34-26 here at the half over the Forsyth Panthers. All right, let's talk a little bit about the Blue and Gold tournament coming up. And the Zizzers, they got the seventh seed in the gold division. So the West Plains Zizzers will be playing Marshfield at 5 o'clock at the Great Southern Bank Arena. And it'll be on December the 26th, the day after Christmas. Zizzer boys taking on Marshfield at 5 o'clock. Now let's run down the rest of the bracket for you there on the gold division. Nix is the number one seed. Number two seed is Republic. Number three is Hartville. Number four is Stratford. Number five, Greenwood. Number six is Willard. Seven is the West Plains Zizzers. And the eighth seed is Camdenton. So in that first round at 9:30 a.m., Bolivar will play Camdenton at 11 o'clock. Lebanon plays Nixon. 12:30, Reed Springs will play Greenwood. 2 o'clock, Miller plays Stratford. 5 o'clock, Marshfield plays West Plains. 6:30, Clever will play Republic. At 8 o'clock, Mountain Grove will play Willard. And at 9:30, Ava will take on Hartville. That's the first round action of the gold division of the Blue and Gold Tournament. It starts on December the 26th, the day after Christmas. West Plains Zizzer boys will be back in action this coming Tuesday night at the West Plains High School Gym. They'll be hosting the Willard Tigers, and that will be a freshman JV and varsity contest. We'll have the varsity contest for you on the radio. And then next Thursday night, the West Plains Lady Zizzers will be taking on. They'll be hosting the Ozark Lady Tigers at the West Plains High School Gym. And that will be a freshman JV and varsity contest, and we'll have that varsity contest for you on the radio next Thursday night. Here at the half, 34-26, Zizzers lead the Forsyth Panthers. It is your Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. When we come back, we'll have your third quarter of play. You're listening to Lady Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Since 1984, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment has been your trusted partner for home medical equipment. They're dedicated in continuing serving our community for years to come with compassionate care. Whether it's oxygen, CPAP machines, wheelchairs, or any other home medical equipment, you'll find it at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment. They deliver, set it up, and file the insurance for you while working with your doctor. Visit them today at homemedicalwp.com. Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, where they're focused on your health.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains. Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection check, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Quarry. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Quarry today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Quarry. They rock so you can roll.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, Andrew Ekman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.
Don't let a weak battery leave you stranded on these colder days. Have your battery tested at Don's Auto Service. Preventative maintenance is key to keeping you going down the road safely. At Don's, their routine maintenance services include oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, cooling system, and freeze protection check, and a lot more. And if you need tires, there's rebates up to $200 on select sets right now. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
It's Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth High School. And we hope you enjoyed the Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment halftime show. And as we get ready to start the third quarter of play, the West Plains Scissors lead Forsyth 34-26. And I'm looking to see. And Forsyth will get the basketball to start the third quarter. So basically, they've gotten the basketball so far to start every quarter. And so it'll be the same five starting once again, and Jacob Moore is in the ball game with those three fouls. So here we go. It'll be Holmes with the basketball. They'll go to Baird. Down on the block, double team inside. Shot goes up, no good. Gets the rebound back up. Gets the rebound, goes back up again. It's missed. Holmes this time, he misses. Baird with it. And now we got a foul on West Plains after. And Jacob Moore just picked up his fourth foul in the ball game, folks. Battling for the rebound. So he'll have to come out, and Josiah Long will come in for the first time this evening. Panthers that time five times got the rebound, couldn't score. That time Holmes had his shot blocked. But Holbrook puts it in. He's got 14, and it's a six-point Zizzer lead. Robbins up top of the basketball. Now Kraft with it up top. And now Forsyth has gone to a 2-1-2 zone. They're going to make the Zizzers shoot from beyond the arc, and Kraft will take a shot. It's no good. Baird with the rebound, and here comes the Panthers. Holbrook will cross the timeline up top. Holmes on the right side. Holmes now goes to Baird at the free throw line. They'll dump it inside. Shot underneath. It's up, no good, but Baird tips it in. And now it's a four-point Zizzer lead. Long across the timeline. And he'll give it to Tuma down the right corner, back to Josiah Long. Long to Kraft. Kraft will put up another three. This one in and out, no good. And Baird with the rebound. Here comes up the floor. Holbrook's going to hold up for a three. It is no good. Tuma with the rebound up ahead to Montgomery. Montgomery cross court. Long's going to hold up for the three, and it's good. Josiah Long with the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer three-pointer. Zizzer lead is 7 with 6:10 to go third quarter. Holmes with the basketball, left side. Gives it up to Strahan. Strahan goes up top. That's Cohen. Now they'll give it up to Holbrook. And now inside Baird against Clayton Robbins. And Robbins blocked the shot, but they're going to get Robbins, I believe, with a foul. That'll be the second foul on Clayton Robbins. Second team foul on the Zizzers. And Baird will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Panthers. 7 foot senior first free throw is no good. And folks, he just shot an air ball. That barely grazed the rim. Second free throw coming up. And he missed that one. And it'll be Long with the rebound. Kraft will bring it up the floor. Montgomery on the wing. Back to Kraft. Over to Robbins, who'll fire a long three. It's no good. Kraft with the rebound. He'll put the shot back up. No good. Holbrook with the rebound. He'll be pushing it up the floor. And makes the layup. And it's now a 5-point Zizzer lead with 5:25 to go third quarter. Kraft with the basketball. Down the left corner is Montgomery. And he'll go up top. Now Long down the right corner, baseline. Back to Tuma. Over to Long, who'll fire a three off the baseline. No good. Long gets the rebound. Gives it back to Kraft inside. Floater is up and good. Jared Kraft has 14. Zizzer lead is 7. Holbrook fires another three out of the corner. And Holbrook is mouthing off to Josiah Long over there. Surprised the officials are letting that happen. And Clayton Robbins just missed a three from the wing. Baird with the rebound. It's a 4-point Zizzer lead, and the Panthers have the basketball. 4.5 to go third quarter. Holbrook goes inside, and Baird on the alley layup. And now it's a 2-point lead by the Zizzers. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. And Zizzers want a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. 39-37, Zizzers with the lead. 4:19 to go third quarter. And we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
The number one sales team in West Plains and Howe County, specializing in personal relationships, is Sean Duggan's Group, Westgate Realty Incorporated. They always go the extra mile to help your dream of owning property in the Ozarks become reality. Their members are all West Plains natives, and they love helping you. Check out SeanDugansGroup.com. Find them on Facebook, call the office at 417-257-2733, or stop by and see them on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains. And they say, go Zizzers.
You're listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth. And the Zizzers have a 39-37 lead with 4:19 to go here in the third quarter. Zizzers with the basketball. Kraft with it. And now Forsyth has gone small once again. And they're in a 1-3-1 zone. Zone is causing some problems for the Zizzers, as the Zizzers are having to shoot the ball from beyond the arc, not getting inside. Long puts the shot up. It's good. Josiah Long, he's got 5 now in the ball game, and it's a 4-point lead for the Zizzers. Holmes, and it's picked up by Holbrook, I should say, in the lane. Missed the shot, and battling for the rebound inside. And finally, Holbrook comes out of the pack with it. Holmes is going to shoot a three from the right side. No good. And they're over the back of Clayton Robbins. And finally, they call the foul on Walls. That'll be his second. First team foul, third quarter, on the Panthers. And I tell you, they have not called very many fouls in this ball game. Panthers were called for 6 total in the first half. Zizzers for 4 total in the first half. Tuma on the right side. Kraft on the left side down the corner. Montgomery fires the 3. In and out. No good. And Wolves with the rebound. Holbrook will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Here he comes. He'll set up for the 3. It is no good. And loose basketball. That's going to go to the Zizzers. And now Strahan's going to check in. And Holmes is going to check out for the Panthers. Zizzers with the basketball. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Zizzers up by 4. Long gives it to Kraft, who will fire a 3. It's no good. And the rebound comes down to Holbrook, and he's going to push it up the floor. Holbrook trying to drive, kicks it out. They'll go around the horn. Three-pointer is no good, but it's rebounded by Strahan, and he scores his first basket of the ball game. Zizzer lead is 2. Tuma across the timeline. Kraft with the basketball. Tuma back to Kraft now. Back to Tuma. He'll put up a 3. It's no good. And Montgomery will save it into Kraft. Kraft will pull up for the jumper in the lane. It's good. Jared Kraft now has 16 in the ball game. It's back to a 4-point Zizzer lead. Zizzers in that man-to-man. And foul on the Zizzers. Going to get Montgomery, I believe, on this one. And that'll be Montgomery's first foul of the ball game. Third team foul. But it puts Strahan at the free throw line to shoot 2 for the Panthers. First one is no good. And here comes the big guy back in, along with Holmes and Cohen. Holbrook will sit down and get a breather. Second free throw coming up. And it is no good. Clayton Robbins with the rebound. Up ahead to Kraft on the left wing. Back to Tuma up top. Clayton Robbins, he'll put up a long 3. And Kraft just went over the back. That's his first foul of the ball game. But more importantly, that's the 4th team foul on the Zizzers. And in the third quarter, they've got as many fouls here in the third quarter now as they had the whole first half. Minute 50 to go here. Third quarter, Zizzers up by 4. Panthers with the basketball. Strahan will put it up. It's no good. And it's going to be Zizzer basketball off of the Panthers. So now Kraft will bring it up the floor. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Tuma on the right side. He'll kick it in the corner. And there's a 3-pointer. Clayton Robbins hits the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mount Grove, and Thayer 3-pointer. And it's up to a 7-point lead. They'll go inside to Baird down on the block. Robbins is down there trying to guard him. And that's an offensive foul, I think. And, yes, they called offensive foul on the big guy, Baird. He bumped Clayton Robbins, and Robbins hit the floor. And so that'll be the second foul on Baird, second team foul on the Panthers, and the Zizzers will bring it up the floor with a minute 10 to go, third quarter. They lead it by 7. Kraft on the right wing. Tuma, now Montgomery. Back to Tuma, over to Kraft. Kraft back to Tuma. Tuma kicks it out to Kraft. He'll put the jumper up. It's no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and in. Jared Kraft with the little half hook. Holbrook is going to drive. He's going to get fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot 2. Question is, who they're going to call it on? And that one is going to go against. Okay, I have no idea because we don't even have a number 40. Holbrook misses the first one. They called it on number 40 for the Zizzers. Oh, that's going to be Josiah Long. So Josiah Long. And he missed the second one. Zizzer's with the rebound. That's five team fouls, though. Josiah Long is wearing number 40 tonight instead of number 11. Tuma will fire a three. It's no good. Holbrook with the rebound, and here it comes. 29 seconds. They'll throw it up the floor. Holmes for a three. It's no good. Underneath, back up and in. That'll be Strahan. The Zizzers with a seven-point lead with 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kraft with the basketball back to Tuma. Now they'll give it to Long back to Kraft. He'll put the shot up. It's no good. And Holmes will put it up at half court. It goes in. Holmes hits the three-pointer from half court at the buzzer. And it's 48-44, Zizzers with the lead back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer football, Zizzer basketball, 100.9 is strange.
Y'all ready for this? Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out the ZizzerZone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
It's Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth. As we start the fourth quarter of play, Zizzers will get the basketball to start the fourth quarter. And the Zizzers lead at 48-44 after Holmes for the Panthers hit a half-court three-pointer at the buzzer. Tuma in the corner gives it to Long. Long, back to Kraft. Kraft up top to Montgomery. Over to Tuma. Now it's Long back down the corner. Try to get it out. Gets it to Kraft. Back to Long. Zizzer's moving the basketball. Tuma's going to kick it out. Montgomery will fire a three. It's no good. And Holbrook with the rebound. Here comes the Panthers. Holbrook with the basketball. Now they'll kick it over. Three-pointer is up and no good. And Tuma with the rebound for the Zizzers. And it goes out of bounds. It'll be Zizzer basketball. Zizzers with a four-point lead. 7:15 to go in the ball game. Tuma will bring it up. And the Panthers staying in that 1-3-1 zone defense. It has bothered the Zizzers here in the second half. Tuma with it. Back to Kraft now on the left wing. Over to Tuma. Tuma back to Kraft. Back to Tuma. Zizzers can play a little keep away out there and force the Panthers to come out of that zone. Long with it. Back over to Tuma. Now they give it to Kraft. Turnaround jumper's good. Jared Kraft now with 20 points in the ball game. Zizzers up by six. Down in the corner is Holbrook for three. It's no good. A loose basketball under there. Zizzers have it. Kraft with the rebound. Kraft gets it over to Long. He'll back up for three. It's no good. Clayton Robbins is going to get fouled, and he'll shoot two for the Zizzers. Who are they going to call the foul on? And it's going to be Jenkins. That's his first. First team foul in the fourth quarter. And Clayton Robbins shooting two, and he makes the first one. Clayton Robbins now with 13. Zizzers up by seven. And now the big guy, Baird, comes back into the ball game. Clayton Robbins shooting the second free throw. And he missed it. And rebound comes down to the Panthers, bringing it up the floor is Strahan down in the corner. They go up top to Holbrook, inside to Baird. Baird, and Baird missed the shot, goes right over the back of Robin, but Kraft gets the outlet pass the other way and scores on the layup. Up the floor, and Holbrook loses it out of bounds. It'll be Zither basketball with 5:53 to go in the ball game, and the Panthers want a timeout. 53-44, Zither's with the lead, and we are coming back, I believe. Hang on here. It's going to be a 60-second timeout.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
First Feed and Farm Supply is bringing you the ultimate Christmas sale. Toys 30% off, Ariat Burn and Wrangler outerwear 20% off, plus 20% off shirts, socks, gloves, headwear, denim, footwear, ladies' pajamas, and Montana silversmith jewelry. And check this out. Buy one, get one half off on Twisted X and Panhandle shirts and denim. Get these deals and many more now through Christmas Eve at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
It's Zizzer basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth. 5:53 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead it 53-44. And Zizzers with the basketball. And now Panthers are going to pressure full court man-to-man. Long gets it to Tuma. Tuma back over the long. He'll get it across the timeline. Now Tuma with it. Montgomery on the baseline, back over to Tuma. Up top, it's Kraft, underneath, and it's blocked. But then Long gets the rebound and puts it right back up over the big guy. Long now has 7 in the ball game. Shot is up for 3, and no good. Kraft with the rebound, but I think we may have a foul on the Zizzers. And no. It's going to be Tanner Baird, the big guy, just picked up his 3rd foul in the ball game for throwing an elbow. 5:24 to go here in the ball game. Zizzers up 55-44. They got to get it across the timeline. Finally, they do to Tuma. Tuma, now Panthers trying to, and loose ball. It's going to be picked up, and the Zizzers get the rebound underneath, and Tuma's going to bring it out. Tuma brings it out with 5 minutes. He'll take it over. Robbins will fire a 3. It's no good. Tanner with the rebound. And here comes Holbrook. He'll go inside, and it's going to be Long with the foul. That'll put Holbrook to the line to shoot 2 as the Zizzers are over the – no, they're not, I believe. That's the first team foul of the fourth quarter, but it's Holbrook was going to the basket, so he'll shoot 2 free throws. And the first one's no good. And so now the big guy, Baird, comes out. And Walls will come back in. Walls is a 6'3 senior. Holbrook at the free throw line for the 2nd free throw. And it's good. Holbrook now has 20 points in the ball game. 55-45, Zizzers with the lead. 4:40 to go in the ball game. Montgomery with the basketball. Works his way out, gets it to Long. Long will dribble up top with the basketball. Now Tuma has it on the right wing. Long out top. Long going down the lane, puts it up and in. Josiah Long with the left-handed layup. And the Zizzers are up by 12 now with 4:15 to go in the ball game. Holmes gives it up to Strahan. Strahan will drive the baseline and scores. He's got 6 in the ball game. Zizzers bringing it the other way. Zizzers up by 10. Long will get it inside to Robbins. Robbins is going to get fouled inside, so he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. He missed the shot. And the foul is going to go against Cohen. Or no, that's Strahan, his first. That's the third team foul on the Panthers. And Clayton Robbins will shoot two, and he makes the first one. Clayton Robbins now with 14 in the ball game. It's back to an 11-point lead with 3:55 to go in the ball game. And now Walls is going to come out. And the Panthers have gone all small now. And Robbins hits the second free throw as well. He's got 15. Zizzer's up by 12 now. Holmes will cross the timeline. He almost lost the basketball. And it's going to be knocked out by Tuma. And it'll be Panther basketball down on the side, down in the left corner. Holbrook will throw it in. He's going to go back door. And with the basketball, Strahan, and he traveled with the basketball. 3.5 to go in the ball game. Tuma with the basketball. And he'll get it to Kraft. Kraft up to Clayton Robbins. Tuma underneath. They'll go back to Robbins, and he scores on the layup inside. Zizzers now lead it by 14. Holbrook on the right side on the baseline. Gives it to Holmes inside. He's going to get fouled. He'll go to the free throw line to shoot two. It's going to be Kraft. That is the second foul on Kraft. Second team foul on the Zizzers. So Holmes will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Panthers. And he makes the first one. And that's 4 points for Holmes. And big guy comes back in, Baird. 3:15 to go in the ball game. And the Zizzer lead is 12 as Holmes hits the second free throw. Tuma with the basketball. Tuma looking to bring it up. Getting pressured. Long with it. Back to Tuma, and the Zizzer is going to call a timeout as the Panthers have started double-teaming the basketball. 3:07 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 61-49, and we are coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
When looking for your next vehicle, consider what your friends and neighbors are saying about Toyota of West Plains.
I really enjoyed the laid-back vibe at this dealership. It's rare for me to feel comfortable in a new car dealership.
Help my wife with a 23 Highlander Hybrid. Great people to work with. This makes our sixth Toyota. Five of them have been bought there. Great service for us and my family that have bought there too. Great outfit to do business with.
Come visit Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth High School. 3:07 to go in the ball game. West Plains Zizzers lead the Forsyth Panthers 61-49. Zizzers will throw it in at half court. Kraft will give it to Tuma. Tuma gets it back to Kraft. Now Moore down in the corner. Long, he'll give it back to Moore. And Moore out top to Tuma. Robbins with it now. Clayton Robbins over to Long. Long going to drive the baseline. He's going to get fouled. Josiah Long will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Holmes on the foul. That's his second. Fourth team foul on the Panthers. So one more foul on the Panthers, and the Zizzers can shoot free throws rest of the ball game. Josiah Long will shoot two. First one is good for Josiah Long, who has 10 points in the ball game. And it's a 13-point Zizzer lead, 2:47 to go in the ball game. Second free throw coming up. And it is no good. And now Jacob Moore just fouled out of the ball game, folks, on the rebound. So Jacob fouls out with 2 points in the ball game. That's the third team foul on the Zizzers. And so now, into the ball game is Montgomery. 2:45 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 13. Holbrook will bring it up. Across the timeline. Holbrook. And he'll give it to Holmes. Holmes up top will set the offense for the Panthers. 2.5 minutes to go. Holmes picks up his dribble. Now he'll give it to Holbrook on the right wing. Holbrook, and he'll put up the three. It's no good. And it is Holbrook coming down the lane and scores on the layup. I thought the Zizzers were going to run down the loose rebound, but they weren't able to. Kraft gets it across the timeline to Long. Back to Kraft. Now it's Tuma in the corner. Back up top to Kraft. 2 minutes now of Robbins. Back to Kraft. Now Long. Long up top. Back to Kraft. And Kraft is going to get fouled by Strahan. And that's the fifth foul, team foul. So now Zizzers will be shooting free throws the rest of the ball game. So Jared Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. Kraft misses the first free throw. Zizzers are not a good free throw shooting ball club, folks. And the Panthers have put two men all the way back down here. Kraft will be shooting the second free throw. Look for the Panthers to push the ball up quickly. And Kraft hits the second one. So now he's got 23 in the ball game. Here comes Holmes with the basketball. Holmes getting a bear, gives him, they do the little alley-oop to Baird underneath, and he just cleaned everybody out of the way. Should have been another foul on Baird, but it wasn't. And the Panthers call a timeout. Minute 37 to go, 63-53. Zizzers with the lead, and we're coming back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers.
When you're in need of rock or aggregate for your next project, call Elizabeth Corey. Proudly serving northern Arkansas and southern Missouri with your crushed stone needs. They supply a wide range of high-quality rock products to developers, pavers, industrial users, farmers, and retail customers. Call Elizabeth Corey today so they can begin a relationship built on serving you. 870-458-2201. That's 870-458-2201. They deliver. Elizabeth Corey. They rock so you can roll.
It's Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth. A minute 37 to go in the ball game. Zizzers up by 10, 63-53. Zizzers with the basketball. Panthers are man-to-man full court. And it'll be Montgomery with the basketball. Montgomery trying to get it across. Gets it to Tuma. He'll give it to Kraft. Kraft with the basketball. Clayton Robbins with it now. Now they go down to Long. Long thought about the three and said no. Montgomery comes out with it. And now Montgomery is going to get fouled by Strahan. That'll be Strahan's third. And so Montgomery to the free throw line to shoot two. If Landon Montgomery hits one free throw, he'll be in double figures here tonight. So we want him to hit both of them. So the junior steps to the line. And the first one is good. Landon has now got 10 points in the ball game. Zizzers up by 11. Minute 17 to go in the ball game. Second free throw is good by Montgomery. So he's got 11. And here comes Holmes with the basketball for the Panthers. Holmes gives it up to Holbrook. They go inside to Baird. Baird to Holmes underneath, and he'll score the layup. And now another timeout is called. So this is going to be a 30-second timeout. Zizzers lead it by 10, a minute 6 to go. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars, they match your style. You can find the ride you have been looking for. Let Southern Hills Auto Plaza show you how easy it is to buy a quality used car with fair prices, superior service, and treating customers right. No wonder they have so many satisfied repeat buyers. See their inventory at SouthernHillsAutoPlaza.com or stop by. They're located in the Southern Hills Shopping Center in front of Walmart in West Plains.
Now, more West Plains Scissor Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth. A minute six to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 65-55. And the Zizzers will be inbounding the basketball. And you know, if the Panthers don't steal it, they're going to foul. And there's a foul by Holmes. And I'm talking, Holmes about took Jared Kraft's shoulder off on that foul. They are doing some hard fouls here, folks. Jared Kraft will go to the free throw line to shoot two for the Zizzers. And he makes the first one. Kraft now has 24 points in the ball game. And it is an 11-point lead for the Zizzers with a minute and 2 seconds to go in the ball game. Kraft makes the second one. Zizzers up by 12. Here comes Holbrook. Holbrook going to drive in, puts the shot up, no good. Foul is called on the Zizzers. That's going to be Josiah Long's third foul, fourth team foul. So one more foul on the Zizzers. And Panthers get to shoot free throws. Holbrook at the line to shoot two, and he missed the first one. 56 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzers trying to hang on here. They lead by 12. And he missed the second one. Jared Kraft with the rebound. Tuma has it. And Tuma threw it away. Here comes Holbrook down the lane. Holbrook's going to score, and he's going to get fouled. And it's going to be Ethan Tuma picking up his first foul of the ball game. And that is the 15th foul. So now Holbrook will go to the line to shoot one. The Zizzers lead it by 10 with 48 seconds to go in the ball game. Holbrook's free throw is good. And now Walls comes out and Boyer comes in for the Panthers. Tuma with the basketball. Gives it up to Kraft. Kraft up to Robin. Zizzers just pull it out and let them foul you. And now there's a foul. Cohen, that's his second. And Jared Kraft is going to the free throw line to shoot two. It's a 9-point lead for the Zizzers. 38 seconds to go in the ball game. Zizzers trying to hang on here and get their second win of the season. And Kraft hits the first one. So it's back to a 10-point lead. Second free throw is good. It's back to an 11-point lead. Here comes Holbrook. Holbrook on the right side. Now he goes up top, and it's stolen away by West Lane. Long with the basketball, gives it to Robbins. Robbins across the timeline to Tuma. Back over to Long, 22 seconds. And now, Panthers are not going to foul. Zizzers are going to run the clock out. They're going to win it 69-58 over the Forsyth Panthers. The Zizzers win their second game of the season. And what happened here? 3 seconds. So now, Holbrook will throw it from half court, and it's no good. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24-7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
There's something about the Christmas season that always brings back so many memories. And for me, so many of those great memories were in a Chevrolet. Like filling up the trunk of Mom's Chevrolet with all the gifts to take to Grandma's house on Christmas Day. Whatever your Christmas tradition may be, make your memories in a Chevrolet. And from all of us at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, may God bless you and your loved ones this Christmas season.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter Insurance agent Andrew Ekman in West Plains.
Listening to West Plains Zizzer Basketball on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth High School, and this is time for our Ozark Self-Care Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show, and the West Plains Zizzer boys get the win over Forsyth, 69-58, to go to 2-4 on the season, and Forsyth falls to 3-2. Let's run it down for you. The Zizzers led at 13-11 at the end of one. They led 34-26 at the half, 48-44 at the end of three, and they went at 69-58 by making some free throws coming down the stretch and making some baskets as well. For the Zizzers, they're led by Jared Kraft with 27 points tonight, 17 for Clayton Robbins, 11 points for Landon Montgomery, and 10 points for Josiah Long. 2 points apiece for Ethan Tuma and Jacob Moore. For Forsyth, 27 points for Hallbrook, 13 points for Baird, 5 for Holmes, Strahan with 6, 5 for Cohen, and 2 for Boyer. All right, the Zizzers hit 6 threes on the night, and the Panthers hit 5 threes on the night. The Zizzers committed 14 fouls, and the Panthers committed 16 fouls in the ball game tonight. So the Zizzers do it with some free throw shooting down the stretch in the fourth quarter and making some easy baskets as well and playing some good tough-nosed defense. And Zizzers get that second win of the season. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back in 30 seconds with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic Player of the Game. You're listening to Zizzer Basketball, 100.9 The Train.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24-7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
It's Zizzer Basketball. 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Forsyth. It is your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic post-game show, and now it's time for the player of the game. And the player of the game is going to be the Zizzer team. Folks, it was a team effort here tonight. Four players in double figures. And then Jacob Moore did a good job defensively against the big seven-foot guy before he fouled out, before Jacob Moore fouled out. And Ethan Tuma did a good job of running the offense and handling the basketball. So it was a total team effort. So we'll give it to the whole Zizzer varsity team. Zizzers win it 69-58. In the JV contest, Forsyth won it 53-50. Next up for the Zizzer boys will be on Tuesday night. They will host the Willard Tigers, I believe, at the West Plains High School gym. And we'll have that game for you on the radio next Tuesday night. And then, of course, we'll have the Lady Zizzer game on Thursday night on the radio, as they will be hosting the Ozark Lady Tigers. All right, for D. Ryan back at the station, I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you enjoyed Zizzer basketball tonight on 100.9 The Train. Good night.
Your West Plains Lady Zizzer and Zizzer Boys basketball sponsors are Toyota West Plains, Twin Lakes Orthopedics Mountain Home in West Plains, Southern Hills Auto Plaza West Plains, J&J Recovery West Plains, Hirschfeed and Farm Supply West Plains and Thayer, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine, and Reckman Shelter Insurance Agency in West Plains, the Zizzer Zone of West Plains, Parkway Beauty Academy West Plains, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center West Plains, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick and GMC of West Plains, Simmons Bank, Edgelorn Harbor Farm Equipment, West Plains and Mountain Grove, Elizabeth Quarry and Smith Excavating, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, Baird Dodge Chrysler Jeep and Ram of West Plains, Pizza Inn of West Plains, Westgate Realty Sean Duggins in West Plains, and Missouri Forest Products Association. Your boosters are Carter Funeral Homes of West Plains and Thayer, Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones Agents Mark Guffey, Richard Brothers Feed, Cindy at Ozark Awards, Independent Insurance Solutions, Mayfield Auto Repair, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains.